You ready to talk about radical love? Here we go. Hey, welcome to another week of the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Now, as I let you know last week, there was the possibility that these programs would be shortened this week. Well, that's a reality. So these programs, now, don't get used to this because I'm going to be back next week. Just for the purposes of practicality, I've got to tape 5 shows before I leave over the weekend for to lead a parish mission, and then we're off to EWTN. So I'm taping these programs. See, this is where Gary gets himself into trouble because I got to keep in mind that this is a Monday program. But here's the deal. We're going to do 15-minute programs just for this week. We'll just look at Matthew Kelly's material so that we can get the whole show in, all right? And this is just because I've got a lot of shows to do, a lot of things to get ready, and I just don't have the time to do the 30-minute programs. Now, God willing, I plan to go back to 30-minute shows the following week. So with that in mind, let's pray because we got a lot less time. And we'll just talk about the material from Rediscover Jesus. But I still, I'm glad you're here. I hope you're relaxed. I hope you're ready for a good show because we got some great things to talk about. We're going to talk about radical love today. And I hope you did your reading over the weekend, right? Did you? Okay, very good. I knew you would. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for all of the blessings in our life. We thank you for letting us come together here on Blog Talk Radio to grow closer to you through the Lenten season as we seek to grow closer to your Son, Jesus. Father, please help us as we continue to walk through our Lenten journey. Please come to the assistance of all those who suffer in any way. And we turn to you for our own personal needs. We give you our own personal intentions. And I give you this program, and I ask you to speak through me. And we ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, thank you for joining me today. In case you're new to the program, my name is Gary Zimak, and we're continuing our Lenten radio retreat. We're going to do this throughout the Lenten season. And it's designed to bring us all closer to Jesus. And as I mentioned at the start of the program, for this week only, we're going to do 15-minute programs because I need to get them all recorded before I leave on a couple of trips. God willing, we'll be back here the following week. We'll get back to the 30-minute format. Today we're looking at Chapter 20 of Rediscover Jesus, Radical Love. Life is a course designed to teach us love. There are many different types of love. There is affection, which is a fondness developed through familiarity, most commonly found in families. There is friendship, such as the love that exists between girlfriends or mates, as we would say in Australia. There is romantic love, the experience of being in love or loving someone in particular above all others. And there is agape, the unconditional love that Jesus models for us. Now, you know, I think that sometimes this idea of unconditional love, it's a tough one for us because there are always seems to be some kind of conditions attached to the love that we have for others. I can love somebody to a certain extent, but when they lash out at me, when they're not kind to me, when they're nasty, well, then sometimes I could say, well, I don't love that person anymore. Now, we have to be careful about that. Love is a lot more than a feeling. Love really is an action. It's a conscious decision. So we can love somebody even if we don't like them that much. But let me stick to the script here. Let's get back to Matthew's book. The way we respond to everything that happens in our lives causes us to either love more or love less. Sometimes we turn away from love because it can be painful. Sometimes we turn away from love because we don't want to be hurt. And sometimes we turn away from love because we are afraid of where it will lead us. But wisdom lies in realizing that love is the only way. And yet, even once we realize this, it can still be a daily struggle to apply its wisdom to the events of our lives. It is not our natural inclination to love unconditionally, especially when we have been wronged. This is where Jesus comes in. He came to teach us agape love, to teach us how to love without conditions. Now, you should feel better upon hearing that those last couple of sentences. It is not our nature. Well, how did he word it? It's not our natural inclination to love unconditionally, especially when we have been wronged. Take comfort in that. But then he goes on to say, that's why we need Jesus, because Jesus can help us to love without conditions. The Gospels are the ultimate guide to agape love. This love is selfless, sacrificial, generous, and unconditional. By contrast, the types of love that are widely proclaimed and practiced in modern society are outrageously conditional. This creates a tremendous confusion about love. Young people are obsessed with being liked, wanted, desired, and accepted, and they will do almost anything to obtain these. But deep down, what is it that they really want? Agape love. They want to be loved, not because of how they look or what they can do for another person, but simply for who they are. That is how God loves us. Our yearning to be loved is a yearning for God. And it's not just young people. This love confusion is now a multi-generational crisis. So many men and women are in long-standing relationships in which their acceptance is based on how they look or what they will do for the other person. They live in constant fear that if they stop looking a certain way or no longer please their partner, they will be banished. These relationships give birth to all types of paranoia and neuroses. These are the fruits of control and manipulation, but not the fruits of love. And I would encourage you to pause for a minute and think and reflect on the fact that God loves you just for who you are. He doesn't care what you do. He cares what you do, but that what you do is never going to change his love for you. He doesn't love you because of the way you look, because of the way you act, or because of anything that you do that you've accomplished. He loves you for you. That should make you feel really good. The love God wants to give you and the love he wants you to give to others is radically different. God loves you not because of anything you do for him. If you have children, you probably understand this love more now than before you had them. Parents love their children not because of what their children do, but simply because they are theirs. They get that instinct, that ability to love for love's sake from God. Love deeply desires everything that is good for the other person. That is why every day, in every country, regardless of culture or religion, parents often make sacrifices for their children. They lay down their lives for the good of their children. This sacrificial love is inspiring. It's inspiring in a parent, and yet it fades in comparison to the outrageously generous sacrificial love that Jesus displayed by dying for us on the cross. Dying on the cross was radical. Jesus was innocent, and he could have escaped and avoided all the pain and suffering. The cross is radical love. In John 15:13, he tells us, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus poured himself out for us on the cross, but this was just the final expression of what he had been doing every day during his public life. He was constantly pouring himself out for others. Then he would go away to a quiet place to get re-energized so that he could pour himself out again. Most radicals lead revolutions. There are economic revolutions and political revolutions. There are ideological revolutions and social revolutions. Many are violent, some are selfish. Often the leaders of revolutions have the most to gain. Most revolutions help some and hurt others. But Jesus' revolution helped everyone. His revolution is one of love, radical love. We find the purest expression of that love in the cross. What's even more radical is that he invites us to love radically too. Let's resolve right now to love like we have never loved before. And then we close this meditation with the famous passage from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It's radical, but this is part of the Lenten process. We are trying to be stretched a little bit. We are trying to move away from the ruts that we've gotten ourselves into. We want to move away from doing things the way we've been doing things for a long time, because often these ways are not God's ways. We want to love like the Lord loves. Now, can I do this on my own? No. I turn to Jesus for help. I read his message to me in the Gospels, and I ask for help. I ask for the grace and the strength to be able to love others unconditionally, including the most annoying person in your life. I want you to think about that person and how you can love that person. You can pray for them. You can wish that they be blessed by the Lord. You can ask for the Lord to bless them, I mean. You can be nice to them if you encounter them. You don't have to invite them into your home and become best buddies, because quite frankly, there are some people that we're not, that's just never going to happen with. That's okay. You could try to be respectful if you meet them. You could try to do something nice for them. And no matter what they say to you, you can always pray for them. That's really critical to remember that. No matter, even if somebody lashes out at you, they don't like you, they don't want to talk to you, you can pray for them. And you can't, they can't stop that. And your prayers will have an effect. Every time you pray, it has an effect. Let's take a look at a few statements. Today's point to ponder. At the end, when you face God, perhaps what he will ask is, how well did you love? Today's verse to live, Luke 23:46. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The question to consider, what are you laying down your life for? And finally, today's prayer, very simple one, where it gets right to the point. Jesus, teach me to love with abandon. Amazing, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but this is one of the more challenging chapters that we've looked at so far. I have a problem with this. This is not easy for me. It's not easy for me. There are certain people in life who could be very challenging for me to love. I have to push myself. And there are some people who, at one time or another, they can become challenging. It doesn't have to be somebody that's always a challenge to love. It could be a person that's, for the most part, very easy to love. But there comes a time when that person can become very challenging to love. They can say something to me. They can hurt me. Am I able to rise above that and to love them no matter what? And remember, it's not a feeling. There certainly is a feeling that accompanies love in many cases. And as the love gets pure, as you work on it more and more, and the Lord gives you more grace, you can even feel affection toward people that you previously couldn't stand. But don't get upset if that doesn't happen. Remember, love is an action. It's something you do, and you can do that in spite of your feelings. Okay, we are just about out of time. Now remember, we're going to be back here tomorrow. We'll continue this 15-minute format just for the duration of the week. But even though I'm traveling, if there's anything I could do for you, please let me know. Email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Rest assured that you will be in my prayers, in my travels, both in Maryland and at EWTN. And just briefly, if you are in the Bowie, Maryland area, I'll be there tonight and tomorrow night leading a parish mission. So stop on out and say hello. I'd love to see you. It's at St. Edward the Confessor Parish in Bowie, Maryland. And then after that, it's off to EWTN. And you can watch us on TV Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So have a great night. Thanks again for tuning in. And continue to ask the Lord for the grace that you need to do what you need to do, including to love everyone unconditionally. And I'm telling you, you're going to need the grace for that. But the Lord is not going to say no. He's going to give you the grace. Have a wonderful night. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.